So I'll start off by chanting the four vowels. Anyone that knows it is welcome to join in. Shigo segan mo o on shujo. This evening, I'm going to speak about compassion. The Art of Compassion is the title. Compassion is a key aspect of Buddhism, particularly Mahayana Buddhism, which Zen is part of, the Mahayana tradition in Buddhism. Compassion is considered to be a very important part. Buddhism is often the kind of two sides of Buddhism are often said to be wisdom, seeing things as they are, and compassion, responding appropriately to the circumstances to support, help all of humanity, all of existence. So I wanted to just explore particularly what that means, what it means to be compassionate, and where does that emerge from in our practice. So what compassion is, it means being with those who suffer, basically, or being with suffering, I should say, not necessarily those who suffer, but being with suffering, being present for suffering in the world. And suffering can be the smallest things and the biggest things, so there's many ways in which suffering happens. All of us suffer in some ways. Of course, some sufferings are far more intense than others, but nonetheless, we all experience suffering in our lives. That was one of the Buddha's noble truths. The first noble truth of the Buddha was that all of us experience suffering. Life is suffering. It's sometimes said as we cannot but help to experience, but experience suffering. So compassion is recognizing the suffering that is experienced by humanity, by existence, by individuals, and being present to it, witnessing it, in some sense caring about it, caring about suffering and those who suffer. And I think it's interesting to see that there's modern psychological research which is looking at the difference between empathy and suffering, between empathy and compassion. And people often think that empathy and compassion are the same thing, but in fact they are different, and Buddhism is very much about compassion rather than empathy. And empathy means to feel what the other person is feeling. And so empathy is when someone is feeling really bad, you also feel really bad. But compassion is not that. Compassion is to care about and be present to someone who is suffering, to the suffering in the world. And so, and in fact, what's very interesting, this is something that Buddhism has long known, and with many of these things, science has kind of studied this and studied Buddhism and is finding, if you like, objective evidence for what Buddhist meditators have spoken about and experienced. And what they found was that they looked at people's responses to images of suffering. It's a researcher called Tanya Singer, her name is, and she runs a research group on compassion. The focus of her research is on compassion and the effect of meditation on compassion. And she finds that when people are experiencing empathy, if they see an image of someone who's suffering, then they experience, it lights up the negative parts of their brain, the parts of the brain which are unhappy and painful effectively. Whereas someone who is experiencing compassion, when they see an image of someone who is suffering, it lights up the parts of their brain associated with nurturing and caring. The parts of our brain that associate it with a parent looking after their child, that kind of thing. And it's very interesting to go back to Dogen, Dogen being the founder of our Zen school, the person who brought the Zen teachings from China to Japan, who, when he speaks about action, he was actually speaking about, he was particularly focusing on the cook in the temple, but really he was speaking about any action. But he was giving instructions particularly to the cook. He speaks about the different states of mind which someone who is acting should have. And he talks about how one of these states of mind is the caring mind, the mind that cares about others. And he uses the image of the grandmother. He says you should care like a grandmother cares for her grandchildren. And why I find that quite interesting is because a grandparent can have a certain distance from a child that's harder for a parent to have. I know as a parent myself that it's very easy to get tangled up in the suffering of your children and feel real pain about it. Whereas a grandparent maybe can take some distance. And so Dogen is saying that compassion, a caring, is a caring which has a sense of distance from it, so which allows you, by having a certain amount of distance, by not being emotionally tangled up in that suffering, then that distance allows one to care and let go of the kind of egoic ties, which allows one to help more skillfully. Basically, by a caring which is a compassionate caring, which takes some distance, is able to help more skillfully than someone who is bound up and suffering at the same time as that person, who feels the pain of that person, is what it said. So, compassion is sometimes described as the cool light of compassion. It's not the hot anxiety of wanting to help someone, but a cool light which allows you to be caring. And from that place of cool caring, then a more appropriate, a more wise, to use a Buddhist term, action and response to suffering can emerge. And so because it's more appropriate and appropriate and wise, then it doesn't necessarily mean nice. It doesn't necessarily mean giving the person who is suffering what they think they want. But it means finding that space to have best interests of others, being present to them, caring about them, and offering what is appropriate in that moment. So by basically finding a place where we can be compassionate and wise in the moment. And from a Zen perspective, that comes from the regular practice of meditation. By regularly practicing meditation, then we get used to letting go of the tanglement of emotions that makes us act in a certain way. And so by letting go, finding some spaciousness, then a more appropriate, caring response can arise, as opposed to a response that's based on what we think we ought to be doing in the situation. And so that's the essence of the Zen compassion, is that by allowing, letting go of one's emotions, a more appropriate response can emerge. Letting go of the desire to please others, letting go of a feeling of pity, a letting go of any feeling of superiority, yeah, that'll do. Letting go of any of those in the moment, basically letting go of the ego, effectively letting go of an egoic response to the situation and allowing something else to emerge from a place of caring about not only that individual, but all of humanity, all of existence, and in the moment, responding. And the image of that in Japanese Buddhist, but also more broadly, the image of compassion is the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, which is one of the things we chant when we chant the Hanyashingyo. The Avalokiteshvara is the one whose words we chant when we chant the chant we do at the end of most sits. In Japan, is known as Kanon, the Bodhisattva Compassion. And a couple of things to say about Kanon. First of all, Kanon is both male and female. Avalokiteshvara, Kuan Yin, Kanon is both male and female. Neither male nor female, but both. And so it is bringing both masculine and feminine aspects to caring. That's the first thing to say about Kanon. The second thing is that the name Kanon means the one who hears the cries of the world. So it's being present to all the world. It's not to just the one suffering person in front of you who happens to be grabbing your attention in that moment, but to all of humanity, all of existence, and responding to the cries that all the world, the cries of all the world. And one of the images of Kanon is as a person with 1,000 hands and many heads which face in all directions, so that they are able to respond to all of humanity's needs. And so, in other words, it's a representation of universal compassion, offering to help and care about the suffering of all of humanity, all of existence. And that's one thing that, in terms of our dojo, that was something that was deeply important to one of our founders, Jean Babi, Jean Chogen, whose photo is outside. He cared that for him, Kanon was a very important part of Zen. And he spoke about Kanon, he used a mantra connected with Kanon as part of his practice, and had an image of Kanon. In fact, we have an image of Kanon just outside the dojo when we enter, we pass Kanon, the feminine figure, which is just at the entrance among the leaves, you'll see. So this is a very important part of our practice, even though it's something that's not always kind of a big flag is waved out about. The Zen, the image of Zen is sometimes a bit tough, but a deep sense of caring about the world, opening to the world's problems, but doing so in a way that is letting go of one's own desperation to solve things, desperation to help, letting go of that first impulse and allowing something to emerge from that that is maybe more appropriate. Represented by Kanon is an important part of that. So it's compassion grounded in being present to reality as it is. Is what a core part of Zen practice. So how can we do this? There's no easy answer. I think that in my mind there's kind of two aspects to compassion. This is kind of gross generalization. The first is compassion in the situation one is in this moment. One is present for the people who are around us, our partners, people we're working with, children, the person in the shop that we're dealing with. You know, that is the situation. So compassion is made real in the situation we are in right now. It's not something that you need to kind of heroically go off to become a volunteer in Africa to do. You know, it's always manifest in the situation we're in right now. And compassion is being present to the situation, letting go of egoic responses, the desire to look good, the desire to prove yourself right over someone else, letting go of all those and responding to the situation one is in as best one can. And part of as best one can is simply letting go and seeing what arises in the situation in response to what's there. So that's the first thing is if you like, the... I think this, in some ways, this links to a quote from Suzuki, not particularly about compassion, but there was kind of one of his students was saying, you know, Zen is everywhere, and Suzuki said, for you, Zen is right here, and so it's this situation. It's not thinking about the kind of big global thing. It's right now, right here, and it's the same for compassion. Compassion is right here. What is in front of us right now in this situation that we need to respond to. That doesn't mean we need to think deeply about it. It just means we need to be present to the situation we're in now and respond from our practice. So that's the first part, is Zen is right here. But also Zen is everywhere. Compassion is everywhere. And the image of Kannon calls us to be compassionate to the whole world, to the whole of existence, to all of humanity, not just the people who we are here. And the way we manifest that in our lives is a personal question. It's something that it's for each of us. Dogen said, give to the very poorest, for example. Again, I think it was in the Tenzo Kyoka. No, it wasn't. It was in a different one. But he said, acts of charity, give to the very poorest, but let go of any sense of superiority or ego in that act of giving. So that's what he said, but for each of us, I think it's up to us to find out how the big question of compassion are. And those big questions are also answered partly through the way we engage in what is appropriate right here, right now. So I don't want to give you an answer. I mean, I believe that there are many ways we can find ways of making it real. And I actually think that personally, that those of us who are lucky enough to earn reasonable money should think about how to give it away in ways that help. But it's for each of us. It is for each of us to find how best to manifest that. So that's what compassion is. For us, compassion is right here, right now, being appropriate in the situation, letting go of egoic desires to please and to heroically improve the world, and doing our best in the situation we're in, both in the small scale and the bigger picture. So I'll stop there. And so we'll finish, again we'll chant the four vows for anyone that knows it.
Shigu Segan Mo
Thank you.